that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 37. I want to begin a new message today, and I want to preach for the days of this week on the subject, dealing with the hurt of being hurt. I was driving up the interstate last summer, and God began to speak to my heart about this subject. As I thought about it, I realized I had never preached on it in all these years of preaching, and I'd never heard a message preached on the subject of how to get over the hurt of being hurt. And God began to work it in my heart, and as I drove on up the interstate going to the meeting that I was going to preach, it kept increasing in my mind. And as I arrived at the motel, then I began to work on the message, and God's used it tremendously. And I feel like it be the will of God that I share it with you on the broadcast during these days. And I want you to really pray that God would help me. I feel like this may be one of the most needed messages for Christians in this hour. Everywhere I go, I find people are hurting, and they do not know how to deal with it. Hurt can either make you a better Christian, or it can make you a bitter Christian. And so I want to really give you my best during these days of this week of broadcast as we look at this subject and deal with it in the light of the Word of God. I want us to look at two men in the Bible, a father whose name was Jacob, and then his son whose name was Joseph. As we look at Jacob, we find out that Jacob clings to his hurt. He said, I'm going down to my grave with this sorrow. And he did. But we find that Joseph learns by the grace of God to cast his hurt and put it off on God, get it out of his mind, out of his life. And Joseph learns how to have victory over being hurt. And I want to say to you, the choice is yours. You can either cling to your hurt or you can cast your hurt. When I preach this in a pulpit in the church, I usually pick up a songbook and I cling that songbook to my chest and just embrace it and hang on to it as though I'm not going to let it go. And I illustrate that is the way that many people do their hurt. Then I turn around to the pastor or someone close by, and I say, now here's what Joseph decided to do. Instead of clinging, he cast it. And I pitched the songbook to someone sitting close by. And friend, that is an illustration. I cannot act that on the radio, but I hope you will comprehend it from my giving it to you. And then I trust that you will learn that lesson about dealing with your hurt. And your hurt will either make you a better Christian or it will make you a bitter Christian. I want to notice in the Word of God, Genesis chapter number 37, and I'm reading verse number 31 down through the following verses as we look at Jacob, and I am not minimizing his hurt. Don't you misunderstand me. I'm not minimizing your hurt. Hurt is real, and I'll deal with that in just a moment. If you're familiar with the Bible, you know the story. Jacob has made Joseph a coat of many colors and gave it to him, and it was a coat of pride. It, in one sense, was a coat of position and prestige. Because of that act of showing partiality toward Joseph, then the other brothers became envious of Joseph, and they hated him. And so here we find now in the scripture, they're out in the field. Joseph comes to check on them and to bring them something to eat. And here the story begins in verse number 31. The Bible said, and they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors and they brought it to their father. and said, "This have we found, know now whether it be thy son's coat or no." And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat." An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning." Thus his father wept for him. Now, let me say two or three things right up front. I do not minimize any hurt. Hurt is real. It's something that most of us, if not all of us, experience in some degree during our life. And it seemed like some experience much more hurt than others do. One of the great lessons I want to mention up front is that things are not always as they appear to be. Sometimes we jump to conclusions, as did Jacob here, when he looked at the coat and he saw it in blood. Then he jumped to the conclusion that his son was killed. And now you and I know better, but Jacob did not know better. He was convinced that was right. And he lived with that for several years. But later on he finds out, as we often do, that what we grieved over the most was not really true to begin with. And so that's a great lesson for us to learn. But I want to deal with it in the hurt that Jacob goes through and the hurt that we go through, and just let God help us from the Word of God. Let me ask you a question today. As you listen to the broadcast right now, are you hurting? I wish I could see the people that would be nodding in the affirmative or would be raising their hand as if to say, "Yes, preacher, I am hurting." And again, I'm not going to minimize your hurt. Hurt is real. But I do want to say to you, there is an option. You can either cling to your hurt, or you can cast your hurt, your cares upon Him, upon the Lord, and know that He cares for you. You can cast your burden upon Him, and He will sustain you. Let me take just a moment and look at the manner in which hurt can be inflicted. I want to name seven areas I think we'll cover most of the prominent ones that we suffer hurt over. First of all, hurt can be inflicted by a member of your family. A family member can cause much hurt. In fact, I don't know if there's any hurt that's any worse than hurt that is inflicted by a family member. It can be inflicted by the acts of an unfaithful spouse or an abusive spouse. Hurt can be inflicted by a wayward child or by a parent that is ungodly and uncontrollable because of the use of alcohol or the use of drugs. And there are just so many areas there in the home that hurt is inflicted. And again, I want to emphasize, I know of no hurt that is any worse than the hurt that comes when it's inflicted by a family member. So many of you today are hurting right now over something that's happened between you and a member of your family. That could be parents, it could be brother or sister, it could be child, grandchild, grandparents, and you could even go out into your extended family of uncles and aunts and your cousins and so forth. But members of a family can hurt you in a way that it's difficult to deal with. Then I want to say to you, not only that hurt can be inflicted by the family members, but hurt can be inflicted by a friend. And my friend, what a hurt it is when you are hurt by a friend. When someone whom you trusted and someone whom you looked up to, someone you respected, you counted them your friend. Maybe you confided in them and they let you down. And again, that is a terrible hurt to have to live with. Then number three, hurt can be inflicted by society. Just things of life that happens to you. It does not matter from what direction they come. They just happen. They're of the world. They're happening to you because of the society that you live in. And my friend, those can be painful because you cannot do anything about them. Then number four, hurt can be inflicted by sinners. If you try to live for God, then somebody can inflict hurt to you inwardly, emotionally, by their attitudes and actions toward you. And then I wish this were not so, but I must be honest with you. Oftentimes, as Christians, we're hurt by other saints. Even Christians say things and do things that they should not do, sometimes unknowingly to them, and sometimes they do it well aware of what they're doing. But they say things or do things that hurt other Christians. Now, my friend, this should not be, but I'm just being honest with you. It is true that saints are hurt by other saints. And then there is that hurt that is inflicted by self. You and I do things that we should not do that causes us hurt and pain and agony for time to come. We can do things that are wrong in the sight of God. We can sin against God. We can do things wrong against a friend, a family member, and suffer over it for some time before we ever get it right. And then may I say to you, there is a hurt that is inflicted by the sovereign God. God did not choose for all of us to have easy roads as we journey through life. God, in his own sovereign choice, has chosen that some do not have the health they wish they had. Others do not have the wealth they wish they had. Some, without any choice of their own, live in a broken home or in a brutal home where there is not any peace and joy and love. And then some are afflicted with afflictions that will go with them until they go to their grave. And they cannot help that. And we just simply say, these are things that are beyond human control. You cannot blame society. You cannot blame self. You cannot blame sinners. You cannot blame saints. You just simply accept the fact that God has chosen for you the lot of suffering in being hurt. And it's not to stay that way. God allows this to come into our heart as a test to teach us his mercy, his grace, and his way of deliverance in our life. So we look at these areas of hurt. Hurt can be inflicted by a family member, by a friend, by society, by saints, by sinners, by self, or by a sovereign God. But no matter who inflicts it, hurt hurts. And by the grace of God in the days to come, we're going to find out how to get over the hurt of being hurt. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.